With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Sale su, poi scende giù. sbaglia collo, si piega, perde forma. Di certo tu non sai come finirà. Tutto si muove, si sbaglia collo, si piega, perde forma. Di certo tu non sai come finirà. Come
Mercoledì 7 luglio 2021, questa è la Metal Zone in veste internazionale, perché tra poco smetterò di parlare in italiano. Questa sera abbiamo un ospite dalla Spagna, sto parlando di Pedro dei Rey Lobo. Pedro, welcome to the Metal Zone.
Thank you so much, Simon. So, it's a pleasure to be here.
My honor and my pleasure, because this evening we will have a nice talk about your last album of this band, which I loved really a lot. It's called Rey Lobo. You have to explain me what Rey Lobo means for you and who are the Rey Lobo, when it all started.
Well, Rey Lobo in Spanish was a historical figure from the southeast of Spain, where we are from Murcia. So somehow we wanted to carry our tradition, our land in our name. It was really nice for us to have this piece of home in the name. But the name is in Spanish, which it shows clearly that our lyrics, our band, it was gonna be in a Spanish lyric band. So we don't sing in English, we sing in Spanish, and that was important for us. And how the band started, it was like 3 years ago with Nacho, which is the lead voice of the band, and me, that we talk in after some beers, of course, and we thought that we had something unfinished with the music. We play at school, at university, with some local bands, but we let this unfinished. We wanted to have one professional band, one professional album, and we knew that we had something to tell. So we started this project, Nacho and me. We write the whole album in 1 month, and we started the recording and composing the songs.
So it's so nice, and I want to say hi to all the other members of the band, because it's like you say, it's something unfinished, and it's really connected with the name of the album itself. It's called El Octavo Pecado, and it's a concept album, which is really great, and I loved the way you interpreted all the scenery. So how it starts, and what is this eighth scene we are talking about? What is the El Octavo Pecado, and how the Rey Lobo is connected in it? So we start with the first song. It's called La Jauría Humana. So you have to explain me a lot about that. Where am I? Where are you bringing me?
Yeah, well, it's in fact a conceptual album, as you said. We wanted to talk about what is beyond death. So for with this purpose, we told a story where a fictional character, which we named The Forgotten One, El Olvidado in Spanish. That's why the second song is called Los Olvidados, The Forgotten Ones, die in the first song. So the first song of the album, which name is Final, is the end, represent that our main character dies. We don't know how, it doesn't matter, just die. And he hoped to go to some place, because his whole life, the people told him that it's gonna be another place, it's gonna be a sky, it's gonna be a god, a hell, whatever, but something. But he is awake in a world between worlds, in some place that is not a heaven, is not a hell, is something, but it's nothing also. So no one came for him. He's forgotten. And in this world, he found other characters that are the other songs of the album, like Sidonio, El Hombre Inquieto, which told our main character his story. So all these characters are forgotten in this world, are really, really alone. So in this trouble, the main character explored the different scenes of the humanity. Like in, for example, the Jauría Humana, the song that you just put, is a song about how the media tends to act like a judge sometimes, and the society without any trials sometimes condemn people for something. So in this trouble, the forgotten one meets this other, like the other seven sins. So which one is the eighth sin? In the end of the album, in the ninth song, Dogma, the forgotten one, which is Nacho's, the lead voice, sings with other two voices. Israel Ramos, which was a really famous singer in Spain, was singing in Avalanche, in Grace or Amadeus, and Sonia Rubin. And this other character represents the other people that the main character has found in his travel, in his path. And they all sung.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That they are really forgotten, that they only have faith. They really only have faith. And the last song, Requiem, it's like the really end of the story. Where is there something beyond death? We don't know. The answer is not in the album. Of course, we don't know. Nobody knows. So we wanted in the album to just ask the question. Our character, for me, has an end, but for other people in the very same band, has another end. So the end depends on the one who are listening the album, and that's something that we wanted to do.
So really lot of people in this album,
yeah.
but really lot of detailed people, not really forgotten ones. They have a lot of memory, it seems, and they like to talk and they like to express themselves with the best art, your music. So let's start listening La Jauría Humana, Rey Lobo, here in the Metal Zone. We will come back soon. Don't go away.
A pesar de mis errores no me fui. Hoy programaré la señal y mi cobertura el mundo cambiará. Ciego está el mundo que escucha y no piensa en nada. Quiere gritar y juzgar con la jauría humana. Enfrente mi discurso según vas a pagar. Siempre tuve ratas que alimentar. Dame una tragedia y te hago un programa especial. Ciegos del mundo que escuchan y no piensan nada. Quieren gritar y juzgar con la jauría humana.
Metal Zone we have just listened La Jauría Humana from their latest album, which is called El Octavo Pecado. So we are deep inside this album, and I want to know all these detailed characters you explained me just before. So we are meeting another one. It's a strange man, it's a nervous man, it's a El Hombre Inquieto. Who is this guy, and why he is important here in this moment of the album?
Well, El Hombre Inquieto told to the Forgotten One his story. And his story is a story about two brothers who cannot live together, but cannot live apart. So it represents all the things that we don't know that we really need in our life until we lost it. So in that way, the El Hombre Inquieto is telling our character that he probably left something in the other side, and now is the time to remember that, and to not to regret, but to at least remember that that's something that you lost.
Another thing that is important in this album is the needing of talking, the needing to express themselves through your characters. It's clearly that they have something to say, and these 2 years are just blocked us in the with this fucking virus. We just know everyone. So your band passed through this period as well. So I want to ask you about playing live with Rey Lobo. What are you thinking about? You just told me that you had your experience just a month ago. So what are you thinking about, and which is your mood now approaching a stage?
Well, our mood is really, we are really happy, because somehow we are seeing the final stage of, or at least the first round of the pandemic. And we are really happy. We wanted to wrote the album. We wanted to go to at least all places in Spain. We wanted to go, and that's why we are happy, because we can move now. We can start to organize a tour for the next fall. So that's really cool. These 2 years was like for all of, I guess was really hard. Take place just in the middle of the recording of the album, so it was really a nightmare to coordinate all the people. We live in different cities in Spain. I live in Barcelona. The rest live in the south of Spain, which is a really huge country to move in a pandemic. So it was really, really hard. But we are happy. We're happy right now.
So I have to ask you the two questions, really bad questions of the Metal Zone. First one is connected to live experience. So I am putting you in a scenery. You have to present something new, maybe your album, El Octavo Pecado. Mm-hmm. But you have to choose one stage in which stage you already played. Which stage will you choose without thinking about? Be careful, it's a bad question.
yeah, it's a tricky question. Which stage? Yeah, I really would like to play at Leyendas del Rock in Spain, which is a huge festival.
Why?
Because I've been there like, I don't know, 10 years. So I would like to be not down the stage, but up the stage for one time. That would be really, really nice. And yeah, that would be my choice. Mm.
Good choice, and we will say hi to the people of Leyendas. I said it right. I'm learning again Spanish. I'm so proud of myself. So you are right on the first question. You pass it through, but I have to ask you the second one, which is more bad, but more straight. So Rey Lobo, are stage animals? What happens when you just jump on the stage, take your guitar and start playing? You transform yourself. You became a forgotten one.
Yeah, we really transform ourselves. Yeah, that's a good question. A good description. We had our first show the last month in Madrid, and it was really it really was a transformation for us, especially for Nacho. Nacho, the lead voice, is a showman, and it's really cool how he can get the people to move, to feel the music, to feel the scenery. That's really, really nice to come with to Nacho. And yeah, that's in fact a transformation up in the space, yeah.
You like to have fun, and I would like to have fun with you seeing your concert. I hope as soon as possible. So it seems that something is happening, but we have to stay cautious till the moment where I could offer you a beer finally. And in the meanwhile, I have a solution. So we could hear your music, the music of Ray Lobo, El Hombre Inquieto, here in the Metal Zone. We'll come back soon.
We'll be right back.
inquieto, Ray Lobo here in the Metal Zone. I'm Amon. With me here is Pedro from Spain, but from
right now Barcelona.
Barcelona, so nice, so nice. So yeah. We will talk about another song because we are exploring the beyond. If we are according to the concept of the album, this war between reality and what is after reality. So we are listening about another song. It explains something different. It looks like a treasure map, but it's the configuration of chaos. La configuración del caos. What happens to our friend? What he discovers?
In this song, the other character explains to the forgotten one how humanity destroys the world.
So the recipe of the total destruction.
Yeah, that is. So the start of the song is a scream from Nacho, which is pure rage. Like, how can we destroy in that way our world? So we have changed everything in the world. We have set up the world as we need it, and in that way we have destroyed the world. We have set up a configuration which is in fact the chaos.
It's the same. The concept remains really really nice, and And it's a problem because I think that nature and the human being should be separate in some ways, because when we start to act against nature, you see that there are a lot of problems. In this moment, we have a lot of sand on Italy, so we are suffering really a lot of hotness, and it's strange, especially for this period. So we are our enemies, but the best weapon is the music that let us think about something that is really important to think about. So we will learn about La Configuración del Caos, Ray Lobo, here in the Metal Zone.
We'll be right back.
Lobo, La Configuración del Caos, and we are in the last break of our show, dear Pedro. So we are talking about a song about hope, a song about faith, a song that goes by images, because the title of the song is called Águilas Blancas. Why these white eagles are so important in this moment of this album?
Well, in this part, the album is told about, in fact, the hope, how a group of people can just organize to solve some really injustice problems that we have. We have a video clip of this song. This song is the single of the album. And in fact, the video clip is kind of an alternative story. It's not connected with the concept of the album, because it's different. We dress as like we were in the desert, like some Mad Max dresses. And it speaks a different story than the conceptual album. But we wanted to do that because it was really, really fun to, in the last year, to go to the desert with your friends, to dress yourself as a desert guy and just wrote the video game. It was really, really, really fun. And the song is kind of inspirational for us. It's a really huge song in the shows. The people really like it, because the chorus is kind of, I don't know how to say in English, but it's pegadito, it's sticky in your brain. It's like gum that you have in your brain and you cannot put it away.
And it's a really nice song. Tormentone is in Italian and pegadito is in Spanish.
Pegadito. Yeah.
So I learned another word. thanks to Pedro. So that song and this desert, you could see well on the YouTube page, on the YouTube channel, yeah, of Ray Lobo. And in this part, I trust you. Also, I give you the keys of the Metal Zone, so you can thank anyone you want. You can say our listeners where to find Ray Lobo, where to listen Ray Lobo, where if exists a digital copy and a real copy of the album, which I'm a collector and I have a lot of them, and it's all yours.
Okay, so first of all, thank you so much to you for having me here. It's really a pleasure. And thank you also to the people who are listening to resist my awful accent. You are the hero, guys. And yeah, you can find us in YouTube and Spotify as Ray Lobo. It's all together, it's not two words, it's Ray Lobo, one word. And also in, I said YouTube, Spotify, Deezer, SoundCloud, all these platforms, online platforms is available. The physical album, you can get it from duqueproducciones.com, which is the website or our discography, and also with our merchandising. And you can follow us in Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We are called Ray Lobo Band, all together. And also in our website, raylobo.band. And that's all.
And I want to thank you, Pedro, for that really nice talking we had about your album, El Octavo Pecado, Ray Lobo. I hope we could see in person, and I invite you to our city, my city, so I can offer you a coffee and I could let you taste something of Naples. Finally, I hope you will come here, and the situation in the entire world will change soon enough to let us live our life normal again. But in the meanwhile, I suggest to listen to your last song. It's called Águilas Blancas, Ray Lobo, here in the Metal Zone. We will hear and see next week here on Radio Action. Thank you, Pedro. Thank you all. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye, bye.
crearon su propia justicia. Mirad.